Man, that was Dave. His program's over. And I just want to say, first of all, it's WFMU. East Orange, WXHD, Mount Hope. And that Dave and I are good old friends. He's been listening. He's heard some of the comments I've made about him. Of course, he knows I'm just kidding. And I made a mistake. Last program, I said Dave was 87 years old. Actually, Dave corrected me. Dave is, in fact, 93. Yeah, I've seen photos of him, and he looks much younger. Anyway, Dave is now my new buddy. He's promised to send me a case of Sly Weasel bourbon. That was 2 weeks ago. And I'm sure it'll be arriving soon. Hasn't come yet. I keep watching for the UPS man every day, but that case of Sly Weasel bourbon that Dave promised me still hasn't arrived. I'm waiting for it, Dave. I'm sure it'll be arriving tomorrow or the day after. Certainly it'll have arrived by the time I do my next radio show, won't it, Dave? My new buddy. My young friend. This is the old codger. Courtney T. Edison. Playing 78s. Like they're going out of style for 1 hour here. Every 2 weeks on WFMU. So we start out this week. We've got a great old favorite from Louis Jordan.
I know a chef in Albuquerque who excels in baking turkey. So when I want turkey, I go to Albuquerque, 'cause I'm such a hungry man. There is a cook in East St. Louis who makes the most delicious chop suey. So when I want chop suey, I go to East St. Louis, 'cause I'm such a hungry man. Duncan Hines, he ain't got nothing on me. I've been known to drive alone to Butte, Montana, to get a banana split. They got a fish house in Old Pawtucket that serves you steamed clams in a bucket. So for clams in a bucket, I go to Old Pawtucket, 'cause I'm such a hungry man. I take a train to downtown Philly, where I eat scrapple till I get silly. I also eat a lot there of the pepper pot they got there, 'cause I'm such a hungry man. I often fly up to the Maine coast to get broiled lobster with some plain toast. To keep from being melancholy, I munch a Mexican tamale, 'cause I'm such a hungry man. Shish kebab, that's one of my favorite snacks. Nothing beats a piece of pizza out in Laguna. I get my tuna fish. I met a gal in Tucumcari, and she's the one I plan to marry. Now she was fat and not good looking, but when she started cooking, I'm such a hungry man. Drive alone to Butte, Montana, to get a banana split. I met a gal in Tucumcari, and she's the one I plan to marry. Now she was fat and not good looking, but when she started cooking, that's where love began. 'Cause I'm such a hungry man.
talk about your girls, but you ought to see mine. She ain't so good looking, but she dressed so fine. She's long, she's tall, she's a handsome queen. She's got ways like a mowing machine. She's a humdum danger from Dingersville. Do watch her strut her stuff. I took her to church in my hometown. Preacher got hot and throwed his Bible down. Says I've been a preaching long, long time. Deacon, get yours, boys, I got mine. She's a humdum danger from Dingersville. Do watch her strut her stuff. Old brother Deacon by the old fireplace, run that sister one off all race. Overtook her way uptown. She got warm and turned his damper down. She's a humdum danger from Dingersville. Do watch her strut her stuff. Back, she knocked at the knees and she bawled a jack. Steady Jane, steady, don't you bother me. I'll whip you down with a single tree. She's a humdum danger from Dingersville. Do watch her strut her stuff. Now church is over, singing's done. Not much preaching but lots of fun. She's a humdum danger from Dingersville. Do watch her strut her
stuff. Last night, and we talked it for nearly an hour. She wanted me to go down to the welfare store and get a sack of that welfare flour, but I told her no. Baby, and I sure don't want to go. I say I'll do anything in the world for you. I don't want to go down to that welfare store. Now you need to go get you some real white man. You know, to sign your little note. They give you a pair of them keen-toed shoes and one of them pinchback soldier coats. But I told them no. Baby, and I sure don't want to go. I say I'll do anything in the world for you, but I don't want to go down to that welfare store. Welfare people, they're gonna treat everybody right. Say they give you a can of them beans and a can or two of them old tripe, but I told them no. Baby, and I sure don't wanna go. I say I'll do anything in the world for you, but I don't wanna go down to that welfare store. Me and my baby, we talked yesterday, and we talked it in my backyard. She said, I'll take care of you, sonny boy, just as long as these times stay hard. And I told her, yeah, baby, I sure won't have to go. I said, if you do that for me, I won't have to go down to that welfare store.
But that was Sonny Boy Williamson and the Welfare Star Blues. The song before that was called She's a Hum Dum Dinger from Dingersville. That's sung by Jimmy Davis. Dingersville is in it's in Nebraska. It's near Palookaville. It's just outside of Nowheresville. I spent a lot of time in Nowheresville. Some people think I was born there. Others wish I would go back. I they got some hot tamales in Nowheresville. You should take the next bus there. Go ahead. Spend a weekend. Longer. You'll have a hard time leaving. The locals will make sure of it. They got a lot of room in the cemetery. Not that I'm suggesting anything. Well, we heard Jimmy Davis sing about the Hum Dum Dinger, and the other song before that was not a song, it was instrumental, called Conversation, Mary Lou Williams and her Girl Stars. And Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five sang about the Hungry Man, song written by the great Bobby Troup. He wrote Route 66, that song too, same guy. So, I'm at WFMU, I'm the old codger, and I hate this station, but it, you know, they let me do the radio show. But I listen to this station, you know, I tune it in at home in my bunker in East Orange, and I listen to it because I need to be periodically reminded of how good I am by comparison as a disc jockey. The other day I heard this kid, this bearded hippie DJ, is floundering in a monologue. He's telling the story about what he did last weekend. It had no point. He just needed to fill the air with his voice. Imagine that. Some people do that, you know. Then he paused. He really awkwardly, I've heard this before, and he says, I have nothing queued up. Well, he wanted you to believe that he did not have a musical selection ready to play. But he's lying. I've heard that phrase a lot on the station. When you hear a WFMU disc jockey say, I have nothing queued up, it's an existential admission. They're not referring to the record player. They're talking about their life. They're directionless. They're clueless. They're uncentered. They're making it up as they go along. They have no plan, no discipline. Their lives are mixed metaphors compounded to the nth degree. And they're going to tell you who to vote for. Yeah, sure. And what lousy music you should buy. Well, they're not all hopeless. I met this one guy who works at Andy Breckman. And we talked a bit. And we discovered we have a lot in common. He hates the station, too. Except he doesn't listen. He agrees that there are too many hippies on the air. And Andy told me about this time that he tried to slip poison into salsa at the last staff beer gathering, but another staffer caught him and blackmailed him for $12,000. So I said, who? Name the staffer. And he gave me 25 guesses. And sure enough, it was... Well, okay, Andy gave me $5,000 not to reveal the name of the staffer. I need that money, because I've got to buy... There's a truckload of 78s that one of my neighbors is selling. And he wants some pretty coin for it, so I need that $5,000. Anyway, there's just something about the hippies down here, and the radio station, and the programming, and the crappy music they play. But, until 8 o'clock tonight, everything is just fine. We've got great music on 78 RPM Records. Only. from me to you. So, here on Free Warm Radio, we have Betty Roach. Here's a song by Betty Roach called Trouble, Trouble.
Why can't you let me be? All the folks are asking for ya. Why must you bother with me? The iceman's been complaining, the landlord too. Told them I ain't got fire, so they will have to take two. 'Cause I've got trouble, trouble, trouble holding this man of mine. It seems there's always trouble every time that I speak my mind. He's my baby, but I'm scared. Baba did, Baba did, Baba upo di balap. Idba abo uba, idba abo babo did. I've got trouble, trouble, trouble. Holding this man of mine. Say it seems there's trouble. Every time I speak my mind.
Too beg, too honest, too steal. Employers, please listen to my appeal. I'm too proud to beg, too honest, too steal. Employers, please listen to my appeal. Night and day I'm walking the streets. Nothing to eat and nowhere to sleep. So kind-hearted employers, my case is up to you. Give me something to do. I'm not asking for social equality, to rank with the rich in their company, to drive around New York in their motor cars, or to go to their penthouses and smoke their cigars. All I want is a job with a decent wage, to exist now and provide for old age. So kind-hearted employers, my case is up to you, give me something to do. From the day when I began to sing, my mother told me I'll be a king. She spoke to me confidentially, saying the older you get, the better you'll be. And when you sing all the minor psalms, it will cause trials and a sensation. So kind-hearted employers, my case is up to you, give me something to do. The reason why I'm appealing to you, I've got a wife, four children, and a mother too. They reside in the West Indies and are depending on me financially. Friends, many days I feel I can die. I feel like committing suicide. So kind-hearted employers, my case is up to you. Give me something to do. Not the crooner Rudy Valley, or the songbird Mr. Bing Crosby. People, I want you to understand, I am not Guy Lombardo, no Paul Whiteman. This is plain Papa Houdini, the Calypso King of the West Indies. And every man was born to be free and to be happy from suppression and misery.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's better than any rock and roll. That's better than a punk. That is punk. Yes, that was Vivian Gary and her all-girl band. And the song was called A Woman's Place is in the Groove. Wilmot Houdini, before that, and his Calypso Parliament did Poor But Ambitious. And Betty Roach did a song that was two songs long. On this program, anyway, Trouble, Trouble, because she named it twice. Because it's two songs in one, because it goes out for almost 6 minutes. It's one of the longest 78s in my collection. And it's a great one. Well, I'm the man with the world's biggest collection. 78 RPM records. My shoes are pretty big, too, you know, and they're older than you. I'm Courtney T. Edison on WFMU. Every other week, I come here and I do the 78 program. That's all I play, 78 RPM records, like they're going out of style. Well, I also, as you know, I have proud sponsors of this program. That's right, I have commercials on the non-commercial station because I'm one of the few non-hippies on this station who believes in capitalism, making a buck, you know, for all the work that I do. I have to push the shopping cart of 78s all the way to Jersey City from East Orange. That's a lot of work for a man of my tender years. Anyway, I'm going to play some commercials by the sponsors of the Old Codger Radio Show. I want you to patronize these sponsors. They all have worthy products. Okay? Well, here we go.
Give way to your heart, your spirit soar.
With Northwest Airmanship,
you fly as you've never flown before. Fly the best when you fly Northwest, Northwest Orient.
Planning a trip to Tokyo, Manila, Hong Kong, anywhere in the Orient? Fly the shortest, fastest way, Northwest. Northwest Great Circle Shortcut saves you 1,800 miles to the Orient. And only Northwest gives you one airline service to the Orient, direct from Cleveland. So fly the shortest, fastest way to the Orient. Fly Northwest. Daily, first class and tourist service across the Pacific on luxurious DC-7C. Call your travel agent or
Northwest Orient Airlines.
That sentimental little ballad is called Hands Across the Table. Whether it conjures up a picture of two romantic people holding hands or a picture of Junior reaching across the table for a second piece of cake, I want you to remember this one fact. Those hands, no matter whose they are, can spread the germs of many common diseases. That's why I want you to realize how important it is to keep hands clean, to wash them regularly and always before meals with Lifebuoy, which not only removes dirt, but helps to remove germs. Teach the children this habit. Form it yourself. Always use Lifebuoy for hands and face as well as the bath.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, brushless or lather, boys, whichever you've the notion.
50 cents for shaving cream, a dollar for the lotion.
Old Spice means quality, said the captain to the bosun. So look for the package with the ship that sails the ocean. Yo-ho, yo-ho.
Take a minute, see what's in it. When you're buying a vitamin product, read the label. Make sure you get all the vitamins recommended by government experts. You do in VIMS, and three essential minerals also. Get VIMS at your druggist. VI for vitamins, MMS for minerals. VIMS.
Get Wild Root Cream, all jolly. It keeps your hair in trim. You see, it's non-alcoholic Charlie. It's made with pseudolanolin. You better get Wild Root Cream Oil Charlie. Start using it today. You'll find
planet, you will have a tough time, Charlie. Keeping all those gals away, hiya, bully. Get a bottle right away, your drug is hazardous. A little goes a long, long way, you hear it screaming. Keeps you looking neat all day.
Yes, I highly recommend that you use all those products. The ones I've played, the commercials in the previous shows as well. All the good foods. Because everything that is, every product that is advertised on the Old Cards Radio Show is guaranteed. It is guaranteed to have at least 45% all natural ingredients. That's my standard here, as a matter of fact. So you can count on it that these products are good for you. Well, it's time to go back to the music because we're running out of time. The program's already half over. This is Old Codger here, Courtney, and let's see what we got now. Big Bill Brunzi. That's what we got. Big Bill Brunzi.
Now I know the little girl about 16 years old. I said, Bill, stop drinking and I will satisfy your soul. But I just keep on drinking. Yes, I keep on drinking. Yeah, I just keep on drinking till good liquor carry me down. Now, my woman told me about 15 years ago, Bill, you gonna drink one of these mornings and you'll never drink no more. But I will just keep on drinking. Yes, I keep on drinking. Yeah, I just keep on drinking till good liquor carry me down. Now I wake up in the morning holding a bottle tight. When I lay down at night, mama, just a gallon out of sight. Because I just keep on drinking. Yes, I keep on drinking. Lord, I just keep on drinking till good liquor carry me down. Doctor, with my head in my hand, the doctor said, Big Bill, I think I'll have to give you monkey glands because you just keep on drinking. Yes, I keep on drinking. I'm gonna keep on drinking till good liquor carry me down. God, my woman told me to stop drinking and come on home. If you don't, Big Bill, some other man gonna carry your business on. But I'm just gonna keep on drinking. Yes, I'm gonna keep on drinking. I'm just gonna keep on drinking till good liquor carry me down.
It isn't hard to do, so when you begin. Many months. All day I've worked, I haven't shirked, but I give you notice now. Tonight, if you stay home, well, you'll stay home all alone. My work is done, now I want some fun that I'm entitled to. And if you don't want to take me out, it's perfectly okay. Okay, and toodaloo. Stay at home, Papa. Gone, stay at home, Papa. Your mama's stepping out tonight. You want to stay in? I'm going out, hey, hey. Cause you ain't treating me right. It's all right with me. You can sit at home and listen to the radio. Baby, I'm going out and get myself a load of Haiti, Haiti home. Stay at home, Papa. Go on, play alone, Papa. Your mama's stepping out tonight. What's that you say? You're going to bed? You're tired? Mm-hmm, I see. That's been the whole damn trouble with you. You're always too tired for me. All right, go to sleep. Go on, get into bed. Go on, go on, go on. Start a snore. It's wives like me with husbands like you that twin beds were invented for. The hell with this business of early to bed and early to rise. I'm going to hang around Harry Roy and his band and get circles under my eyes. I'll pick up a nice young college boy who's plenty wild. You know what they say, nature in the raw, raw is seldom mild. Fine husband you are when I want some love and you say you can't be annoyed. Well, I'm not going to stay at home and be one of those unenjoyed. My love depression days are over. I won't stand here and gab. My prosperity's around the corner waiting in a taxi cab. Don't worry about me getting a sweetheart. That won't be so hard. Say, if I don't do so well on Piccadilly, oh, there's always the Navy Yard. Stay at home, Papa. Go on, play alone, Papa. Your mama's stepping out tonight.
It all jokes. They're the ones that stands the best, treated better than all the rest. That's the hardcore, crazy, money-craving fool. Oh, a lawyer should you your pocketbook will snatch. He will promise you great things to get your cash. He will make you think he's wise. When he's paid, you'll be surprised. Go on, lawyers, you your pocketbook will snatch. Oh, a merchant makes you think he'll treat you right. But the way he plans and schemes, it is a sight. He will treat you mighty nice. When he's through, you've paid him twice. Oh, a merchant makes you think he'll treat you right. Preachers don't exactly plumb the line. They will plan some way to get your money and mine. Oh, they'll pray just like a saint. Their good wives use powder and paint. Oh, some preachers don't exactly plumb the line. Oh, a doctor tell you that your blood is high. But he'll tell you he can cure you by and by. He will put you right in bed. In a little while you're dead. He has got your dough. You said your last goodbye. Oh, a landlord makes you think he's good as Paul. He will tell you that he won't be hard at all. But just fail to pay your rent out in the street at once you're sent. Oh, someday old Satan will come and get them all.
That was a blind Alfred Reed. He wasn't really blind, and his name wasn't Alfred or Reed. It was all, you know, for the stage. It's all made up. It's a show business, you know. That was called money-craving folks. I know what that's about. Yes, I can relate. Well, before that was Sophie Tucker. And Stay-at-Home Papa. And the Brock sisters sang about to dance, learn to do the strut. And Big Bill Brunzi with Good Liquor Gonna Carry Me Down. This is the old codger, Courtney, on WFMU, this lousy radio station. Coming up at 8 o'clock is somebody else, somebody worse. But I tell you, this Monday morning I was tuned into the radio station. As I said, I listen occasionally because I like to know what's going on, because it reminds me how much better I am than the people who do the radio shows here. And there was this lady, Liz Berg. She was on Monday morning, and she's talking about this rock and roll band playing at some club in New York. And she's describing the performance. She says the kids should go out and see them because, I think the word she used was awesome. She said they were awesome. Then she described the way they perform. She says they're a fun band. This is what she said. She said they're a fun band. They pour garbage on each other and they set the drum kit on fire. That's what she said. I wondered if she was speaking metaphorically about the band's music, you know, pouring garbage on each other. I got the impression from the way she spoke that she likes the band. Hey, but what does she know about music? She's like 16 years old or something. Anyway, I got here today. You know, I pushed the shopping cart, and I got here early, and I saw Liz in the office this afternoon. So I went up to her. You know, I asked if she likes Sophie Tucker. And she said she didn't know anything about Sophie Tucker. And I said, well, Sophie Tucker used to perform at Belasco's Vaudeville Emporium, and she would get naked and roll around in broken glass and dump barrels of raw sewage on customers in the front row. So Liz heard this. Liz said, that sounds awesome, she said. Then she asked if I had a compact disc of Sophie Tucker that she could listen to. A compact disc, she asked for. So I fired a pistol, and she scampered away. CD of Sophie Tucker. Kids. Well, anyway, we'll get back to the 78 RPM records right now. I'm having a lot of fun here at the radio station. What do we got next? We got Kansas Joe and Memphis Minnie. on WFMU. Good music for a change.
If it keeps on raining, levee's going to break. And the water gonna come and I have no place to stay. Well, all last night I sat on the levee and moaned. Well, all last night I sat on the levee and moaned. Thinking about my baby and my happy home. If it keeps on raining, levee's going to break. If it keeps on raining, levee's going to break. And all these people have no place to stay. Now look here, mama, what am I to do? Now look here, mama, what am I to do? I ain't got nobody to care my troubles to. I works on the levee, mama, both night and day. I works on the levee, mama, both night and day. I ain't got nobody to keep the water away.
Thank you. money, see. I paid your doctor's debt in my dream. Life trouble, bound and mixed. He's the guy that gets me fixed. Hello, Sandra, give me doctor's debt.
Happy just to be in the sweet land of liberty. Standards of living here is much higher than anywhere. With a Mr. Roosevelt at the head, American people bound to eat bread. That's the reason why I'll pray in the term he will stay. USA rule the day, for who pays the rent when you ain't got a cent?
USA!
And who gives you meat when you have none to eat?
USA!
Now where can you roam when you ain't got a home?
USA!
Oh, where can you flee to a land that is free?
USA!
Now Europe is at war, I love my USA more and more. People in foreign land just never seem to understand that a little human side of our life keep us out of trouble and out of strife. That's the reason why I'm here, not me and over there. USA rule the day, for who pays the rent when you ain't got a cent?
USA!
And who give you meat when you have none to eat?
USA!
Now where can you roam when you ain't got a home?
USA!
And where can you flee to a land that is free?
USA!
Refugees from abroad run from fire and from the sword. Do not know where to roam after driven away from home. With a friendly gesture of sympathy, Uncle Sammy Democracy always lend a hand to a man without a land. USA rule the day, for who pays the rent when you ain't got a cent?
USA!
And who give you meat when you have none to eat?
USA!
Now where can you roam when you ain't got a home?
USA!
And where can you flee to a land that is free?
USA!
Now where's the best place in the whole world to stay?
USA!
Because where in the world you'll find WPA?
USA!
Man, I can't believe I'm out of time already. I just got started. Damn. Program's open already. A pox on the program director here. Only give me 60 minutes. I can only squeeze in, 10, 12, 14 songs. It's not enough. because I also have to give my opinions, because people want to know what I think, and they have a right to my opinion. So, anyway, I got to do the playlist, the program list. We heard Duke of Iron there with Gerald Clark and his Calypso Orchestra doing the USA song. Before that was Jelly Roll Morton with Dr. Jazz, and before that we heard a blues song. I don't love the blues, but we have dated. We heard Kansas Joe and Memphis Minnie, and they sang When the Levee Breaks. So, it's 8 o'clock, I gotta say hello and goodbye to my friends Red Butler, Molasses Hathaway, Rummy Delbottoms out there, of course, Woody Fishcakes Clooney, my agent Lola Bell Pancake, and Oogie Wawa, my doddering crony, and of course, my old lady friend Blossom Moskowitz and her dog Fudgy. They're out there too. Anyway, I'll come back in a couple of weeks, and next time I'm going to be plushed to the scuppers before I come in. I'll enjoy myself even more. So stay tuned for Tom Sharpie Sharpling on WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope.
Radio show ever.
Hey, who's this?
Well, I am Buddy Swales, Governor of Alabama.
Hi, it's Gerald Perlmutter.
Tom Sharpling, Governor of Party.
Hey, Tom, it's Purple Sir.
Hey, Tom, it's Mark Michaels.
This is Richard Clark from Chicago.
What's your name?
Barrington.
Barrington. And well, what's inside the tube?
Fire. Why? Maurice Kern?
Horrifying.
Hey, Tom, it's Bruce.
Tommy?
Who's this?
Gingivitis.
Gingivitis?
Yes, they have ring bologna at the Wawa. I go to
what?
I hate you.
It's Peter?
Hey, it's Steinberg.
Mm-hmm.
You are creepy and I'm hanging up on on you, boing.
Roger Devil.
My name is Ollie Farinaki.
I'll say it. You'll hear it. You'll do it. I'll get it. You'll learn it. I'll live with it, and you'll die without it.
Smash your trash.
Derek, I'm calling from Newcomb.
Good day.
What's up, Tom? This is Tristan.
Hey, it's Michelle.
Yeah, Tom, this is Jim Riffle. How you doing?
When I get to do the toilet talk now.
The vaudeville of the new century.
My name is Tom Riley. I'm calling from New Zealand.
Hey, man.
Tent don't stand without the tent pole. This is a tent pole show.
Hey, this is Ted Leo.
What?
This is Petey from the future.
Hi, Tom. It's DJ Terry T.
Hey, from Knoxville.
Super caller.
It's Officer Tom.
My name is Mike Sajak.
Get off my phone. I don't care.
Hey, this is Zippy Pants, man.
I'm going to go to bed now, Fopper.
Hey, Tom. It's Gord.
Hey, Gord. How are you?
I was in a band in the early 90s. My name's Jerry Page.
Tom, my name is Jeffrey Ludell. It's a fat, diseased, wild orangutan, isn't it?
The disenfranchised have a home now. I'm the hero of the disenfranchised.
Show the dog.
on your shoes and slip it in. That crazy feeling, the skin. Her Majesty, the Queen of the Big Boss Beat, Miss Bon Bon Wheelie. He's saucy, he's sexy, and slightly sassy. Our good friend Buddy on bass guitar. Ladies and gentlemen, for your dancing and listening pleasure, introducing the Big Kahuna. And me, I'm Kurt.
Is that a wiggle or a struggle? Ain't no jungle or high. Cause once you get the skin, you ain't gonna stop. Now get this. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Pneumonia. The skin.
Tonight.